Okay, it's 5 o'clock. If you'll stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and with that, I will ask if there is anybody here for public comment.
Well,
come on up.
You can do it from there, but here.
You can do it from there. You can come up here.
I just got a, on your August 19th meeting about Morrison Road. We had listened to that tape. The whole community had a concern about it. So I just wanted to give you this.
Gary Rose.
Okay. And if you have any questions.
Yeah. I've already got this picture.
Yeah.
On Morrison Road, it looks like we're there by. Looks like he's parked in a 10-foot setback.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? So it's people. It's
the, this is a letter of rebuttal to the Morrison Road request for installation of speed bumps and rumble strips. And we've got what? How many? 26. 26. Names from the Morrison Road area have signed the petition. And there's also on here, there's also a request to inform Michael Bean to refrain from parking his construction equipment dangerously close to the road. So.
With a photo showing.
Yeah. So from here, we'll take the appropriate action and, thank you very much for taking the time to put this together and bring it to our attention. Okay. Is that?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about it? Or?
No, we wanted to address it now before you did anything, and then we'd have just, then everybody would be in care.
Yep, absolutely.
I know you and I talked about that the other day after the meeting, and I knew something was coming. So. Okay. If that's all, then we'll move on. Anybody else here for the public comment section? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to new business. First item on the new business is Pat Constantino from the... my mind just went blank.
Tilton Select Board.
Yeah. The Senior Center?
Yes.
And come on, you can either talk from there or you can come up here, whatever you'd like to do.
I can talk from here, thank you. Can you all hear me
up
there? Yep. Yeah, you and I had a conversation about this before. And
right.
I asked you to come before the board because I'd like everybody to hear what you what you have to say.
I appreciate the time tonight. As you all know, my name is Pat Constantino. I've been a selectman now for 12 years in Tilton. 10 years ago, we embarked on a journey that we had no idea where it was going to lead us, and that was we had a building that was pretty much abandoned by the Tilton Historical Society for a lot of years, and we had an idea. It was just an idea, and a group of us came together and said, if we got together with a band of us, could we use it as the Tilton Senior Center? Well, it didn't work out the first year because a lot of people didn't want to give us grants and donations because the town wasn't behind us, but the following year, we petitioned the town at town meeting, and they gave us $20,000. The kitchen was all gutted out, and a lot of squirrels were living in it. And the main part of it was all together, and make a long story short, the town came together and gave us $20,000 for the first part of the renovation. From that point on, we raised, and without taxpayer money, grants and donations, a little over $138,000 to renovate the rest of it with donations from Lowe's and Home Depot, Franklin Savings Bank, and the community, and a lot of businesses, and a lot of residents from all over. It's been in existence now for 10 years. We serve meals. Why I'm getting at that is because a lot of people say that the town of Tilton raised appropriate money for that, and they don't. It's they let us use the building. We raise and appropriate the money to keep the doors open. Community Action gives us a 20 hours a week for program director and Meals on Wheels, and that's how we get the meals and the seniors up there. So it's open to everybody, but we have a lot of people from San Martin, an awful lot of people from San Martin. And we also have quite a lot of people from Northfield from its inception, along with Tilton. Not too long ago, along with opening up the senior center, we had a committee that took a lot of people to the doctors and things like that. And then Community Action developed a volunteer driver program, which took over our committee and then took people to doctors. We felt that there was quite a need in our town for seniors to get around. It didn't suffice just for the volunteer driver program because, number one, they couldn't get volunteers in our area. It's very remote. Along with San Martin, it's very remote. And some of the drivers, the volunteer drivers, they're like us, they're getting older. And it's hard to get drivers. So we found a way. The town was going to go with the 5310 grant, but we didn't know how much to get, how much data we could have ahead of time for the 5310 grant where we could get a bus. So in talking with Community Action and a lot of other nonprofit organizations, they said, why don't you go with the used? And that way you don't have that many restrictions. And so the town decided after a long research and things, we went with the used bus. We bought it from Granite State Independent Living, a 2009 Dodge Sprinter. And Kelly Sedgwick from the sign shop signed it for us, and it's the Tilton Senior Center. However, different from the Senior Center, the town owns this one. The town raised and appropriated money for this. Mm-hmm. So unlike the Senior Center where San Martin, Northfield, and Tilton, and now Belmont, because Belmont Senior Center has now closed, it's open to everybody, but the rest of the select board, now that we have the bus on board, we can go around picking up our seniors, taking to groceries, taking to doctors. It's wheelchair accessible. We can't use it in other towns because we're using taxpayers' money to go into other towns. So what I'm here for is just to run it by you, and hopefully we can come up with some type of an agreement between the towns. Regionalization is key to our existence these days, that we can come up with some type of a memorandum of understanding. I talked with Northfield a week ago, and they were very much on board. The first week it was in the paper. Our pictures got in the paper along with the bus, and the first dozen calls were from Northfield and San Martin. So we had nobody from Tilton. They were all from Northfield and San Martin. And I got to tell you, it broke my heart to say no. It really does. I just wanted to hang up and say, listen, I'll come personally to do it, but I happen to be a bus driver, a special needs bus driver myself, so I'm going back to work next week. So I can't please them all, so I asked the board if I could go back and come up with some type of agreement between Sanditon and Northfield. We had a couple of options. Town administrator did come to our executive committee. I guess I'm getting ahead of myself, too. Our Tilton Senior Center is run by five people on the executive committee, Tilton Senior Executive Committee. Jane Alden is one of those people. I'm the chair of the executive committee. Emily Plant, Sandy Plessner, and Iris Iano is the other three. And we get together once a month or every other month and try to figure out what the needs are of the senior center. So Ken Robichaux, the new town administrator over in Northfield, came to visit us, and we kind of just ran some ideas around. What can we do? How can we do a memorandum of understanding? I don't have any data. I don't know how many people are going to ride. I can't say, geez, could you chip in $500 a year? Because Granite State Independent Living said that van cost us $2,500 gas and maintenance for a year. Well, they used it every day, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. We don't intend to use that much. So there's a difference right there. I can't justify doing that. Well, could we charge a donation? It has to be a donation because it's a non-commerce. It's a charity. It's not really. All our drivers are volunteers. So we could, either do it like a per diem, person or driver. We have a young man right down the street here that wants to go to work every Thursday, disabled. We've got a call from Lakes Region Community Services that would like that to happen. We would be more than willing to oblige that kind of thing. This is what we're there for, and we have drivers to do this. Or we could come up with some type of a stipend, or we could come up with, the third thing we came up with was to ask businesses to donate and just say, listen, we have people that would really like to, seniors in Sanditon and seniors in Northfield, and would like to go out and get them and then maybe have this in the fund. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I'd really like Northfield, Tilton, and Sanditon to sit down and come up with some type of an agreement so that we can come out and get seniors and disabled folk and see if we can't work out something to get them out and get them into the network, socialize, get them out there, get them a nice hot meal and socialize and play games and, things like that. I think it's really important. I think one of the first things when we started the senior center, and I will tell the story and I'll tell it till I'm gone. When we first started the senior center, there was a woman in Sanditon that came every single day. Every single day. And one day in the winter, she did not come, and Jane went out and tried to find out why she wasn't coming because she couldn't get her on the phone. And she found her face down in the snow out in, by Hermit Lake Road, out in that distance. And that's why it's so important for us to network with our seniors. Yeah. And that's really important. So we're forever grateful for that. So I'd like you to think about it, get back to me, whatever you need to do. I'd like our town administrators to talk. I'll be a part of it. However we want to work it out, it's just brainstorming at this point. But I need the doors to be open. I think that, this part of our seniors, they really need us right now.
No, I've been lucky enough to come there several times. I've been invited, and I've come there several times and seen the facility and had a meal there, and my wife has been with me, and we both think that it's a very worthwhile, very, very nice thing and a nice setup. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd be willing to set down from Samberton, if Jim's agreeable. So sit down at a table and work out an MOU with you.
Okay.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Trish and I went last year when you had the open house and got invited, and, you know, familiar faces, as you said.
Yeah.
it was a good mix of, in fact, the table we sat at were Northfield people.
Right.
So I think it's great. You know, it makes me wonder, too, if we want, this might be a good time to try to engage with Jackie Bonafide and the San Bertin Connects folks. I don't know if you're aware.
When they first started out and said, "I need to do something for San Bertin," I put my name out there and said, "I'd love to be a part of that. I would really love to be a part of it. I'm so excited about it. And I still would love to be a part of that."
Well,
put the name out there. I'd love to meet them.
Yeah, because they're really focusing on exactly that. How do we help the people who can't get out but need to in a way that makes sense for everybody? And this is a great opportunity. You know, we don't need to go out and buy three buses if we can.
Right, and now we have the means to do that. I mean, we have a beautiful bus. The capacity is 10, and right now with COVID, we're saying the capacity is 5. We have a protocol written up right now for taking the temperature, asking the questions, and it's wheelchair. The capacity is 7 with 3 wheelchairs, and it has a nice ramp, Rycon ramp on it. And it's a beautiful bus. Inside now, there's a Mercedes engine on it. It's just a really nice bus.
If you can put something together to get a meeting together between you and you and Northfield, and include us in that, we will be there.
All right.
And
we'll
work
communicate with the church.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, sounds great. Thank you again for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat.
And thanks for thinking of us.
Thank you for the good job you're doing, both of you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the next new business is Doug Rasp. You've got a request for us. Disapprove. Resubmit in 90 days for further disapproval.
There we go. So basically, I'm Doug Rasp, Blackbrook Road, and a few months ago we lost a great neighbor, Carmine Chaffee. He was a Marine. Fought in Okinawa for the whole battle, came home with his brothers, and they all made it during World War II. So anyhow, he had a viral funeral down in Connecticut, and it was disheartening to all of us, neighbors that cared and looked after him and enjoyed his company. And so we're going to have a ceremony. And if you remember 4 years ago, we had a ceremony at the bridge on Blackbrook. We dedicated it to both Carmine and Dawn Foodiot, both the same age, a day apart. They became great friends since 72. Dawn's still living. And so I got a hold of the Meredith Marine Corps Honor Guard. And Carmine used to be a member of the Marine Corps Honor Guard in Meredith. They all know him. I had to wait because of the virus. They wouldn't come out and do anything. They wholeheartedly are again approving of doing this. And we now have a date, the 19th of September. The only question is either it's going to be 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the morning. And I'm still waiting on them to, because they have to get their group together, their volunteers. And the ceremony basically will be me as the honored speaker, welcoming everybody, having a pledge of allegiance, someone doing a prayer. And I think I know who's just going to do that, but I can't say yet. Then having the ceremony by the Marines, and then I'd like to see a selectman there. And last time we had to have the police bring Carmine and Dawn down as a big surprise. They stopped the traffic a little bit. And I'll have banners and flags and all that around the girders of the bridge and open it up for words of wisdom from the neighborhood. And that'll be the end, maybe a prayer at the end.
Where are you planning on doing this?
Well, right there at the bridge.
At the bridge.
Right, just like we did last time. And the last time, it even got on the news, Channel 9. It was all videoed by, what's her name, Sophia Lopez from Channel 9 News, because her mom was over there, and she said, "What's going on?" Came up with a camera and interviewed them all.
Yeah, I remember that.
We had, I mean, I can't remember exactly, I think about 125 people there. So it was a pretty good deal for the neighborhood. But it was 4th of July, too, but, I mean, this is a little different. And I think he'll look down on us and say, "We did a good job for him." Any questions on your part? Ideas?
No, I mean, I think, assuming you get the same kind of turnout, I think it requires just an open air permit.
Yeah.
Which will help, you know, notify the police so we can get all of those things lined up.
We may have to have a couple of police officers down there so that we
traffic
for traffic control.
Yeah, one on either end kind of thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Brooke's not running too hard.
I bet it was on was it Saturday night?
It may be tonight.
It really wasn't.
After the rain?
Tonight, after the rain we had today. But
I'll have it all mowed and weed whacked. I mean, I usually do it anyway, but for that day, I'll have it super done.
Yeah.
And all the banners out and stuff.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the only thing would, if you had sometime before the 19th, just some kind of layout, you know, kind of show where you think things are going to be
exactly
staged.
Right,
and
so it would be on the opposite side of my house. On the other side of the brook, on the left, it's the biggest green of the grass.
Yeah.
And there's an open area with a little driveway so people can stay off the road. And there's going to be quite a few cars along there.
Yeah.
You think there's going to be more than 50 people there?
I got to be honest with you.
You might just want to get an open air permit just to be on the safe side.
How do I go about doing that?
You just apply.
Yeah, it's right on the website. Oh, okay. You can download. It's really straightforward.
Yeah, you just fill out a piece of paper and turn it into us, and it gets approved.
Okay.
So this
lets everybody know what's going on, and we can make sure we've got.
Yeah, this is it's just to protect you and the whole group.
Sure. So. Yeah. Fair enough.
No, I think it's a great way to honor him.
Yeah.
Right, the timing was horrible.
Oh, it was. It was the worst thing I ever watched in my life. No one knew what this guy did. I got 2.5 pages of things he told me. Oh.
Yeah.
Probably 10 times over.
Yeah, I think September 19th.
Yep.
Open era approval.
Yeah, I'm looking for the...
Yeah, and when you apply for the open air permit, you might just put a quick drawing together.
Absolutely. I can do that.
And I think that will suffice.
Yeah. Last time when we did it on 4th of July, to be honest with you, it was pouring rain the night before. My wife and I went up and down the street, hit every mailbox, knocked on doors, gave everyone a flyer about this surprise. And like I said, 125 people showed up.
Yeah, I was there too.
Yep, it was good.
I remember that.
They thought they were going to jail.
You've got, I don't think we need to do anything other than just.
Yeah.
And I already
give you our blessings.
I called the police and fire department, told them, you know, what was going on. So the clerk over there said they would pass it on to everybody.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks.
You too. Stay safe, Doug.
Don't hit anything with your boat.
No.
You know, you Army guys.
Single
file
took
3 miles
an hour. They're
going to
get worse.
You know you are me, guys. Okay, we've got, moving on, we've got some...
I have all of the originals of those.
Yeah. Committee appointments?
Yep.
We want to maybe do the library roof. I know David's here for that.
Okay, yeah. Are you here for a specific reason?
Volunteered to be on the planning board potentially. And,
oh, okay. Oh, so, all right. Well, then
you can wait. You can wait.
No, David will wait.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll move on to the library roof. We had a request for proposal.
We did.
And we've gotten three bids.
We had one that was submitted
one compliant.
Appropriately.
One compliant bid.
And one. The gentleman from Pennsylvania, and then one of them was from the previous time when you guys had...
When we first started.
Yeah.
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 Right.
So
went through the library and measured everything out.
Yeah. So I talked with Nate.
Yeah.
I talked with Nate this afternoon. We were going over some budget stuff. And, so we put the bid out. We got one compliant RFP, which had all the required information. We had... October, just a general quote from the Bristol company, and then there was another email that came in straight to Nate, not through the town, like the RFP required, with a company in Massachusetts. So as it stands right now, we have one and one only compliant bid for the proposal, which is, yep, that one. The other two were for lower amounts, but they're not compliant with the RFP, so we can't consider them. I guess the only question, you know, from the trustees' perspective, I know you're just advising, not speaking on their behalf, but if the trustees want to get the library done, we really have one choice.
Right, and just considering for the town, it seems like, I talked to Nate on Friday, he was going to give his opinion and not a recommendation, and now he's going to follow. I mean, what Dave said is, he talked to him numerous times on the phone. He comes up in this area, Pennsylvania with a crew, and he's done all kinds of jobs around here, but I don't know, like almost $1,000 for housing for hotels and I agree with Nate that we can last another year.
Yeah.
And so whether we try it again in the spring, I don't know.
I think it's hard right now. There's not a lot of people and materials to go around.
Paul's favorite subject, roofing.
Yeah.
So after I talked with Trish, I reached out to the contractor that had done our roof. I left them a message late yesterday afternoon, and I haven't heard back from him, but I will try to get a hold. I was surprised he didn't bid on it, to be honest with you, because I had given him heads up for it.
Yeah. Well,
did a really good job with our roof.
Yeah. So we gave this guy, the guy from Bristol, heads up. I think Carol did anyway. It was coming out of an RFP.
And I think the instructions that we put out in our RFP were pretty succinct and
and a very simple group.
Understanding.
Right.
There in a day and a half.
Yeah.
They ripped it in half a day.
Yeah.
So we're gonna.
Well, I guess, you know, the fact that there are now, I think Nate had some, I won't call them concerns, but he had some questions about the original estimate that had been done, just about some of the materials being used and whether it, but even if those were added in, that would have been substantially lower than the bid that we did get. So, you know, the fact that there were two other companies that had already expressed interest, they just didn't do it correctly.
That leads you to believe that those other people are way high. Like, they're...
Well,
I think the guy from Pennsylvania, I mean, he's not that much. You take away the $1,000 for the hotel.
He's still twice or 50%.
Yeah,
14,472. Right?
Then I got to the main section of the fire station, which is all straight roof, other than that, to be a little, you know, delicate on the backside where it slopes to the existing roof. Was $22,000 next year, which that's 57 square,
15 for us.
And how many was probably 25 square on the
15
square?
Yep.
Makes me want to go back into the roofing business. No, okay. Wait a minute. No, no. Stop.
Well, you have one you can bid on.
I was about to question your ability to do judgments. What do you want to do? You want to award or you want to wait?
Well, like Nate said, I mean the roof is not in dire need of repair. I think having seen the difference in the bids, it would be worth it to maybe wait until the spring and do it again, you know, and we may not get this guy because, you know, he does come up and he lines up five or six jobs and comes up north and does a sweep.
He may say he's got his own wall with a dumpster, with a big dumpster box right on it, and put everything in, there's nothing falling on the ground, which kind of appeals to me, but I don't know how to get to the back side, but they strip the back and through all over the front. So.
Yeah. yeah, the good news all around is all of them came in substantially lower than the money we have approved in the budget.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we can't try to save some more.
Yeah. Is it 22 or 25? 25. So I'm not sure how many layers of roof rake were on that, which would make a big difference in labor costs.
Well, so the interesting thing is the guy that came and actually looked at it, physically put eyes on it, was the lowest of the three.
Right,
now, granted, the other two was not one of the compliant bids, so we can't.
But if we find more than the one layer, it's another 1,300 per layer
to strip them. Okay, then we'll hold off till the spring. We'll at least republish the RFP. And
yep.
Right, the good news is the RFP is done.
Yeah, right.
So it's.
I think talking about that, I don't know if that's a count out. Maybe change some of the wording to be a little bit more explicit than what we really want. Up on the roof.
Yep.
Well, you also want to make sure, you know, you have guys from Pennsylvania, you said, right? You want to make sure somebody's going to be able to warranty this project for labor. You know, you don't want him to come out and make a swipe through here and do those five or six jobs that he had, and then disappear to Pennsylvania, and we have a problem down the road, and he's never around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also make sure he's got proper insurance. And
right. What did they give for a labor warranty? Did it say on that problem? Most legitimate guys would give you 3 to 5 years on labor.
10 years.
So he may be a contractor for a specific manufacturer.
It's GAF is the product he uses.
GAF contractor, which he allows him to give bigger warranties on labor. That's good.
Yeah, so I think it the trustees don't have an issue. Tell Carol you said that.
Well, the positive thing is the money's in the capital reserve fund, so it's not like it's like we lose it, so the job has to be postponed.
Right.
We'll lose that fund.
Yeah. Okay. I'd rather wait and get some better bids and
I'm not a big fan of single bids. I mean, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And while the other two are not official and compliant, it does give you a sense of what else is out there in the market. So,
yeah, maybe somebody else is interested.
We might have to just be a little more proactive to make sure that they see it and respond to it correctly and not.
Was it were they just late on getting their bids in, or was there a thing missing from their proposal?
So one of them was. That had been done back in the fall when he came out and a company from Bristol came out and looked at it.
Cool.
It was just a quote.
Yep.
The other one just wasn't submitted correctly. It was submitted, sent as an email, didn't complete the.
You think he drove in and looked at it, maybe measure the length of the.
He had missing information.
But he didn't complete the bid form itself, so we can't accept it.
All right.
So, cross your fingers it doesn't leak. And
okay. Thank you for coming in.
I talked to him. He had something. He was going to come, and he had a personal conflict. And I told him not to worry, since he and I had been through it. And he said you were going to be here, and I know he had talked to you, so.
Thank you very much. Thank you for
letting me
jump in front of you.
No problem. Okay, then.
Thank you.
Then we'll move back up to committee appointments.
Yes.
We have
three.
Yep.
Seems like they just kept going. Scrolling through. So one's a reappointment for Audrey.
Yes. And one would be Andy.
And Andy, yeah.
Andy's moving up to a full voting.
Yep.
from an alternate.
This is the planning board, okay.
Yeah.
Will that fill all of the open seats on the planning board, or still?
Well, he's moving up to take
a regular position.
Huh? A regular position, yeah. And then we'll have, that'll fill the regular positions. And I think you're applying for an alternate.
Yeah.
So, and that will bring, so what?
You said there's four alternate slots that were open?
Yeah.
There's a bunch.
With Debbie resigning.
Yeah.
Andy's going to move into her slot, and then he can move into Andy's slot. We'll still have, I think, three more alternate positions that are, open.
Yeah, there's two open alternates.
Yeah.
So, Jim, are you on the website right now?
Yeah.
When did Deb's term expire?
21.
21. And when does Andy's expire?
21. But then again, yeah, this still says.
Right.
Don and Will's expired in 20, so he knows.
Yeah, if we approve Andy, then he gets sworn in, and he can fill the rest of that one spot, and then go.
Yeah.
Will, do you remember? Did you get renewed for 3 years, or haven't?
The request was sent to you guys, and I haven't heard of it.
So Don, or Will, and Don Bormas. Both have their terms expire in 20.
This year.
Oh, so they need to fill out another volunteer.
Well, Will said they already did.
We got
you
just need to appoint.
Yeah.
Well, so, we need you to fill out a volunteer application again as a reappointment. That would initiate me bringing it to the select board. I had no idea that you were due.
Deb didn't realize what had to be done. So I don't think she filled out the form and turned it in.
So if you could get that to me, it's off, the volunteer form is on the website. I can send you a link or I can send you an email, but it's. You can fill it out and save it and email it right back to me if you'd like.
You do it online. Yeah.
Or I can print you one. I mean,
print me.
Okay, well, you'll have to stop by at another point in time.
Okay.
Print two of them, and I'll give John Bormas one. Make sure he fills it out.
Sure.
But you know what? Audrey's not listed as one of the alternates.
On the ZBA.
Oh, she's a ZBA. That's right. Never mind. That's fine. Okay.
Do you want to use the original design, though? Tom? Tom or Thomas?
Tom.
Did you attend the planning board meeting?
Yeah, I went actually to discuss a home occupation permit a couple weeks ago. Exactly. Jody and Audrey and John encouraged me to participate, which I'm glad to do. You know, I mean, again, my only reservation is I've only lived here now just barely over a year, and so this, you know, I question somehow the legitimacy of me kind of forming any kind of an oversight over town planning. You know, I mean, I'm glad to participate and give you my opinion and whatnot, but I don't know.
This is why,
kind of with very little foundation in terms of any experience here in the town.
This is why when we talked to Tom, we told him, you know, come in as an alternate.
Hmm.
This would be a good way to get to know the town and get to know what's going on in the town and the appropriate procedures and rules and whatnot. And then when an opening came.
With new blood.
Yeah.
That's what exactly.
New blood, new thoughts.
Everybody said.
New thoughts, new ideas.
No, I'm glad to do it. As I said, that's my only concern is that, you know, planning board meeting, who's this guy over here firing questions off or, you know, making comments. And you know. I mean, I grew up in a town very similar to town, Massachusetts, a very small town, and been very, very happy since we moved here. It's just, it's a really good fit for my wife and I. So, you know, I'm glad to participate and glad to do whatever I can to help.
Well, I see you're a 30-year merchant marine.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad as being Coast Guard.
Whoa.
Oh, hey.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Paul's Coast Guard.
As much to me before. I told him I wasn't going to hold it against him.
Deck or engineering?
Engineering. That was not even worse.
Yeah, we're in engineering.
Wow.
Have you met Fred Rich?
I don't think so.
Fred was another retired merchant marine.
Broken down sailor.
Yeah. He did a lot of here's he left command.
Oh, did he? Yeah, I worked mostly just commercial West Coast Far East, a lot of Far East time. Worked for Maersk for the last 10 years. I was sailing several Gulf lines doing automobile carriers. We were tramping all over the place. Of course, all was loading in Japan, it seemed, and calling a lot of military gear back from the West Coast and go to Okinawa virtually every trip and Korea. And so a lot of Far East time.
Now, that's a three-year term, right?
I have no idea.
Well, technically, you would be filling the vacated Andy's seat, it would have only be for until
a year.
For 1 year. So his term would expire in.
If there's vacancies, couldn't you do a 3 year term?
Yeah, we could.
Just put him in one of them.
Have him fill Andy's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could. So we could make this until.
23.
March of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I make a motion that we approve the volunteer application for Thomas E. Lynch, Thomas F. Lynch, Callback Road for a alternate position on the Samerton Planning Board with the term to expire in March of 2023.
I will second.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Application is approved.
There's a lot of union meetings. It's the same.
So I'll tell you now, I spent 30 years in the Navy.
Oh, did you?
You know what Navy stands for, right?
No.
Never again volunteer yourself.
Exactly. Yes.
Too late now. You're already in.
I know.
Next time.
Yeah. He spent in the Navy, and I went the easy way. I spent 21 years in the Air Force.
He plays golf, and I don't. So
yeah, I go to the good old clubs.
You get the Brits in there. That's why.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was the OIC. For the U.S. side.
Oh, yeah?
For a year and a half.
What did he do to get sent out there?
I don't know, but he loved it.
I loved it out there. I spent almost a whole year out there, two different stances. Fabulous.
It's called Paradise Island.
Right up here. On the second day of September 2020, the Town of Samerton Board of Selectmen appoints Thomas Lynch to the Planning Board. The term for this position is from the date until March of 2023. Upon taking of the oath of office and having the appointment and certification of the oath of office recorded in the office of the municipal clerk, you shall have the powers to perform duties and subject to liabilities of such office until term expires. Raise your right hand, please. Repeat after me. I, Thomas Lynch.
I, Thomas Lynch.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
That I will faithfully and impartially
discharge and perform.
Discharge and perform
all duties incumbent upon me.
All duties incumbent upon me
as a planning board member.
As a planning board member
for the town of Samerton.
For the town of Samerton.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
Agreeable to the rules and regulations.
Agreeable to the rules and regulations
of the Constitution and laws of the state of New Hampshire.
Of the Constitution and laws of the state of New Hampshire.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
All right.
Need you to sign on this line right here, if you would, please.
Okay. Anything else? There's a meeting tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, there's
tomorrow night. Expect to see you there, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Tomorrow night at 7.
7, yeah, at the Old Town Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
These references are... I question his just got for references here, Paul Dexter and Steve Hinkard.
Andy.
We have an application, volunteer application from Andy Sanborn for planning board to be a regular member to replace Deborah Shekhoff. And this term will expire in March of 2021.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to know about it? So I would make a motion that we approve the volunteer application for Andy Sanborn for the Somerton Planning Board to become a regular member.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Andy is appointed. Did I circle approval on that last one? I don't think so.
Oh.
I circled approval on that last from Tom.
His nomination, his form, not the
form.
Appointment.
And we have another one for Audrey Barat, who is volunteering for an alternate position on the planning board, on the ZBA, on the ZBA. The term of expiration is, I believe, March of 2023.
Yes. Yeah.
So I would make a motion that we approve the volunteer application for Audrey Barat to become a alternate member of the Somerton Zoning Board of Adjustment with a expiration date of March 2023, and this is a reappointment.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. The appointment is approved.
Okay. I will let Andy and Audrey know that they can come and be sworn in at their leisure with the town clerk.
Mm-hmm. Man, we need to take a look at the ZBA. Their whole... There's like five of them in 20, nobody in 21. We need to get them
staggered.
Help get them staggered a little bit so that they're not all expiring at once.
A lot of that happened before we really were paying attention to the person taking over.
Yeah.
So just kept, reappointing them for 3 years instead of reappointing them
to
fill
one or two.
Why don't you just take the charge on that? Get it all squared away, and we'll appreciate it. And then when you're done, you can do the library room.
I think that's a good idea.
I agree.
Okay, moving on. We are going to have another one coming in probably at our next meeting. The Rec Commission has a new gal who is going to become a regular member. We'll be getting her form.
Yeah.
CCAG contract.
Yeah, I put it in here.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the original right here.
That's the cross country assessing group.
Yeah.
They're the organization that does the assessments as part of the 5-year revaluation for us. The ones that show up and look at your house and tell you how much more money you owe.
Sometimes with all the abbreviations.
Yeah. So this is just their, the cyclical, right, for them to do the yearly pickups for the next year.
This is a 1 year.
Yeah, so they do 1 year contract, and then we'll have a big contract
for the 5 year.
Yeah, the military is a great one for using acronyms.
I don't know if I followed up with you guys on the complaint, but...
No.
Okay. So just to let you know, I did speak with this gentleman, Eric Ober, who has been going out to... I think he's just finished up this year's... quarterly or the quarterly portion of the revamp or the he just finished up all of his this year's like evaluations. And so when I asked him about the complaint, he did say that it wasn't a camera, it was his measuring device, and he showed it to me. And I said, okay, I can see how it would lead somebody to believe that it was a camera. It looks just like
that.
And he said, he did not ring the doorbell. He knocked on the door. And he said, sometimes those doorbells are funny or whatever. And he did seem to have quite a muscle type memory, like way to, he goes, I walk up, I knock, I step back, I wait. If it's a regular doorbell, he'll use a regular doorbell. And he said the other types of doorbells sometimes are not consistent. Like, I don't know, whatever. But he said he knocks, steps back and waits, knocks, steps back and waits. I said, well, if somebody was upset, if there was somebody in the shower and they were, you know, they see you all of a sudden, it's alarming, right?
Yeah,
I can understand how it would be upsetting.
Yeah, what I can't understand is not ringing a doorbell if they've got one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just...
I don't know.
Even if you're not coming out of the shower, just to look out your window and see somebody walking around
your house,
your property is upsetting.
Yeah.
Things that make you go, hmm.
He did also mention that apparently there was some talk on social media that was not overly hospitable. I guess he's getting some pretty severe threats. And I did say, if you're getting, you know, I'm not a Facebook person in that way. I don't get involved in the social media aspect of the town, the way the town is governed at all. But I said, if you are getting threats, you should talk to the police chief or, you know, talk to the police department, because that's really out of my scope.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
So we've got the 1 year contract. The DRA looked at it. They didn't have any comments. So I guess there wasn't anything. I think it looks just like the same one from
last year. Yeah, it's pretty much the same every time. I just need you to sign it, I guess, if that's what you still want.
Well, I think we're... The time to make a change is sometime before the old contract expires, not 2 months into the
new contract,
the new section.
Yeah. I make a motion that we approve the General Assessing Services contract from Cross Country Appraisal Group for 1 year.
June 30th.
Yeah, with the expiration date of June 30th, 2021.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Contract is approved.
Did you want to just sign the original?
Yeah. 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 Might be better. Representation letter?
Yeah. I need you guys to approve or not the audit company's proposal for the June, for our year end for 2020 audit. A number of not to exceed $14,000.
Oh, the question was.
I didn't print off a clean copy of that. Do you know, John, how many years we've used this company?
Ever since I was a selectman, we've been on here, so it's at least 4 years, if not more.
Looking to see and request from them not too long ago for
it's $3,500, I think it was.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see what it was.
Oh, and we paid them an extra $3,000.
Right, because they had to do the complete recommittal and
mm-hmm.
Good news is it won't be nearly as hard this year.
You want to know when?
Well, I wanted to look back at the letter they sent us from. Audit request.
And this is for 1 year, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Email on my phone doesn't go back that far.
Yeah, I just
Did not get to everything I wanted.
All right. So it looks like they've...
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
I would make a motion that we approve and accept the contract from Jean Plunkey and Company, Certified Public Accountants, for 1 year services, not to exceed $14,000. Funding to come from line.
I don't even think the audit, we didn't put in that much money for the audit.
12.5.
Yeah. Because that's what it was last year.
$41.50.301. $41.50.301.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries. The contract is approved.
You need to sign this.
Job. Yeah, I know. I saw it. Okay, and that ends the new business, I think. No other new business to bring up?
I think so.
Okay. We will move on to old business.
Yes.
And Morrison Road speeding concerns.
Yeah, so during this past week, I came across what I put in your packet, just some things that we could do to potentially talk about for this controlling the speed on that road. And then I spoke with Johnny today. Sorry, these are on my notes.
Road manual.
Oh, yes. This one. So I spoke to Johnny today about the speed humps. They're not a bump necessarily.
Rumble strips. Rumble strips, yeah. Thank you. My mind's, I've lost it somewhere. I can't remember where I put it.
We talked about his issues that he would have with the speed hump as opposed to a bump, and he said really what probably needs to be done first would be a traffic study on that road. And I did speak with Chief Hankert as well, and he did do some patrolling out there, or the police department did, and unfortunately he didn't happen to see anybody with excessive speeds. But Johnny did say that a speed hump is more rounded, and it would take up the entire road, and then you'd need to have these different sight lines and signage for people. And he also recommended that before we do anything, really, we sort of talk to everybody on the road to see what all of their concerns are as far as that road. Oh, that would have been helpful.
Well, now we have it. So.
Yeah, now we have it.
Thanks for that.
And also, in talking to NHMA, it would be a liability issue if we put humps, or if we put the rumble strips in there. If somebody were to lose control and crash, we could be deemed liable for creating a hazard.
I saw a road somewhere along the line that when they put these like grooves in the pavement, so when you go the exact correct speed, it plays a song.
That's good. Maybe we could get them to play Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, if you go too fast, it goes, slow down.
But they said that it could be, we could possibly be deemed liable for creating a...
I don't know. I mean, I sometimes in those traffic studies, you sometimes will find that the people who are speeding are the ones that live there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sound...
Which, it's funny, because we lowered the speed on Lower Bay Road, and I was coming down Lower Bay Road the other day, and this guy came up behind me, and he was right on my bumper, because I was doing 25.
Mm.
Right on my bumper, and then all of a sudden he turns into one of the houses. I'm saying, you idiot.
Chief Bankett has had a lot of patrol on that road for the past month.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't just that. I mean,
yeah.
We see them regularly.
Well, I came down there about 2 weeks ago, and I see the blue lights going, and he's got somebody pulled over on the side.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Whether they gave him a warning or a ticket, I don't know, but
yeah,
they pulled him over, pulled somebody over. So
I don't know the last time I saw another car on when I was on Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I mean, I can understand it's nice and flat and wide open,
yeah.
But
it is what it is. I mean, if they're going to speed, it doesn't matter what you put there or what speed you set it at. They're gonna go whatever speed they want to
mm-hmm.
go. Yeah. So, but thank you for Will for putting this together, and I think that
like you got most of the houses
answer
the
a lot of our questions. Yeah, we will take care of this also. We'll do it in an official capacity to where it won't fall back on us.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Sorry, I haven't even seen the letter.
Notifying him about parking his equipment that close to the...
Maybe he could put a sign up on that thing.
He's in the 10-foot setback. So get him to move his stuff back a little bit.
That looks like it's actually in the road. Where the top of the arm is.
Yeah, the arm actually hangs over.
In his defense, that's probably the closest he's possible. But it's always close. That or trailer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, moving on. Town re-office opening? Or town office reopening.
I wanted to bring up again your thoughts were on unlocking the building and letting public in here on a potentially limited basis. I do think that Julie had the doors open today because we did have some wasps or something over by the walk-up window, and it was raining on and off today.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what your guys' thoughts were.
I came in midday, and there were two people in the lobby, and both of them were wearing masks, and they were socially distancing. So,
I did hear that there were other people in the lobby earlier that were not, and that there were like a couple, like maybe four or five people. So if we can maybe put a limit on the lobby and potentially just keeping people in the lobby.
Yeah, well, the door coming back here was closed and had a sign on it to be closed during business hours. So,
I default to the employees that have to work here to be the ones that help us, with the guidance of what they're comfortable with.
Yeah.
What
do they feel safe with
or
comfortable with?
I don't want to, all of a sudden, the lobby was open, and Terry felt like she should have had her window open as well, which I think she felt slightly uncomfortable because she wasn't prepared for that necessarily. And I do think that there would be some people in this side of the office who would have a hard time with people being carte blanche, able to come back and into the space. But we really haven't had too many people in that area. If somebody needs to come in, they are brought through the hallway and into this room.
Yeah,
no, it's, I would say just the lobby. Yeah, sure. We aren't going to open up anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't...
I mean, Julie can open up the lobby if she needs to, regardless. Just, you know, that's her choice, but...
Yeah, we should definitely... I mean, to me, winter is coming.
Uh-huh.
And so at some point, the outside window is going to stop being as convenient and helpful as it has been.
True.
Right. So, you know, we have to make plans to let people in because there is going to be inclement weather. But same thing, you know, we set a limit, whether it's three people. You know, I think you can safely, comfortably get three people in there that could stand apart.
Yeah.
You know, and other than that, you'll have to, you know, you wait outside. It's like the barbershop,
yeah,
you know, the barbershop that doesn't have the number. You know who was there before you got there. I mean, I don't see us having riots in front of the door about people, I was here first, no, you were.
I mean, obviously, the beginning of the month to end of the month is going to be likely more people needing to use the building, like, to register their cars and stuff like that. But, I mean, there's been few instances where she's had multiple, like, a lot of people out. I mean, I don't want to speak for anybody, but...
Well, but even with the window, you know, people... when it was 90 degrees outside, would wait in their car until they saw, you know, the next person went in or went to the window, and then they would go up and get in line.
Yeah.
So I think we can do the same thing with the lobby.
The difficult thing might be tracking. If you pick a number, for example, if we're only going to allow three people or five people, whatever, it may be hard to track that from the office to see who's out there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you look out and you see four or five people, you know, somebody has to say, you put a sign on the door, limit three people. If you come to walk in and there are already three people there, you know, please wait in your car please wait outside, you know, until somebody leaves. And if you have to, somebody goes out and says, whoever the last two were here are, we need you to go wait outside or wait in your car until we clear out. I mean, I think a lot of people are getting used to that idea that you've got to limit, you know.
And we can still encourage
appointments. I don't know. You don't have to encourage them. Just require them still. I don't.
An appointment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to put, you know, people that have to deal with customers at the window in an uncomfortable position because they're, you know, called out of something and suddenly they're face-to-face with somebody. So if they want to, you know, we just keep the point. Has it been a problem? I mean, I know people pop in once in a while, you know, and I think you leave it up to Steve and Terry if they want to deal with somebody or have them call or schedule something. But I think if you make the appointments kind of the default, you'll cut down on the number of drive-bys and again, it helps reduce the crowd.
We've done that with our burn permit, and it's been outstanding.
What, the appointment?
They just email them. They don't even have to.
Yeah, people call, we email it to them, and once it's new, then we try to figure out a way to get out to inspect it. But that's worked very well to limit the amount of people coming to the building.
Yeah. So, I mean, so my take would be go ahead and leave it open, post a sign with a limit, whatever, you know.
I think three.
Three or four, whatever makes sense.
I would say three.
And, yeah.
You'll have one at the window.
Yeah, one at the window and then two people standing. I think with three people in there, one at the window and two people standing back, you can safely distance.
Mind you, if I'm going to pick up my agreement.
Yeah. Volunteer form.
I guess then you would. Or you can try to take the initiative and get it from the website and email it.
Is this something new?
Email?
No.
Oh.
The application.
No, that you guys are supposed to be doing application. You guys own it.
I've been on the planning board for about several years.
Yeah. That's it.
In the last 4 or 5 years, I would say, it's probably something we've tried to.
I don't know why I need to do that.
Well, the select board need to appoint you, so we need to have something official, and you need to be
something
sworn
invited.
In, and those need to be kept in our historical records.
I need to be what?
Sworn in.
You need to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those get.
The planning
I'm sorry.
Can we just put one in now?
Yep.
Okay, so are we...
I'm good.
We're good? Okay. Then it's your turn again.
Thanks. I have a couple of things for you guys. Chief Dexter and I have been working with the alarm company because it has come to our attention that Elk Town Hall hasn't been monitored with the alarms. So Chief has really been taking the reins with this one, but
well, you're the alarm guy, right?
So I had assumed, and we all know what assumptions make us. When we did the transition from the old company and then started doing the installs of the new systems, which has now been going on for like 4 years, that process.
Seems like it, doesn't it?
Something like that. And I remember pretty clearly talking with Capital Alarm that when they took over the monitoring of all the buildings, town
right.
buildings, when this system was put in.
Right, the first.
Actually, I'm sorry, when the highway garage system was put in, and then the following year this system, and then the library that next year. And so I thought it was very clear with Capital Alarm that those two buildings had to be on, even though we weren't doing any renovations in the Old Town Hall because it's a very minor, simple system. It's only, I think, three or four devices, you know, the keypad at the front of the entrance. So it's not a really complicated system. Well, fast forward, 2 weeks ago now?
Mm-hmm.
Julie called me and said, the fire alarm panel is beeping at her and it's reading out low battery. I'm like, why didn't I get an email from Central Alarm saying that the system had gone into trouble? So I drove up there. By the time I got there, it had reset itself. It wasn't doing anything.
Of course not.
So a few hours, and the next day, it was doing the same thing. I had the opportunity to go up and actually see it in low, it was saying low battery alarm. So I silenced the system, or silenced and acknowledged the low battery. But what happens is every time it does a recycle, it will continue to do that. And so I've been in touch with John LaLiberty from Capital Alarm, who actually lives here in town, who has been managing this project from day one. And I was supposed to meet with him today, this morning at 8:30. He forgot. He thought it was next Wednesday. Whatever. So now we're not meeting until next Wednesday to look at the system. Because quite frankly, all that needs to be done is one, replace the battery, and they need to take over the monitoring of that system. So I'm working through that. Now, with us not being able to get anything done until next Wednesday, that brings up the voting for next Tuesday, right? So next Tuesday? We're not going to have that. So it's going to somebody up there is going to have to be responsible when it beeps to hit 1919 off. Otherwise, it'll beep, and all it's doing is it's beeping at the control, at the panel. Not very loud inside the building, but at the panel, it beeps pretty loud. So somebody will have to do that until, but the big issue is that building is not monitored right now as we speak. So I'm working with Capital to move this forward and get this resolved.
Any sort of file that we would have had on any sort of contract, and I could not find anything.
Somehow it fell through the cracks, and during this whole debacle of trying to get rid of both of it, Winston-Salke, Security, whatever the old company was, and get things transferred over, somehow that building got missing. So
as long as we weren't paying for it and not getting it, I guess there's not much.
Well, what we do have on the contract, I believe, is what we're paying for.
Correct.
Yeah. So
this would be an addition.
So it'll be another additional monitoring fee,
but
which wasn't very much money. I think they're a couple hundred bucks a year, $260, $250.
Yeah. So it's good to get it on. I'd be more concerned if we'd been paying for it all along and they didn't actually have it plugged in, you know, to monitor for us.
I don't think we've been getting any bills from Microsoft.
No, they're not.
Or whoever. Well,
I don't think that they're a thing at a company.
Total security.
Total security.
So, yeah, as long as we haven't been paying for total security, which I don't know.
And we're not paying capital, so.
Not for that.
Okay.
Paying for
it. I don't pull the hook and see if it. Because it may not, the trouble may not be, you know, they may not be calling in troubles. Because that's all that's what happens when the battery goes low, the troubles.
Yeah.
So we're working on it.
Yeah.
In your packet, you'll see some information from the Health Trust. There's a dental
get money back
contribution holiday. What are they? $1,325.72. Just to let you guys know.
Good.
And you have a letter that from DES that they wanted me to pass along to you.
Yeah, I missed the salutation at first. I should have written the letter. I'm like, oops. And then I realized it was just a copy of something that went to a resident or a property owner that's.
Yes, this is just for your information that he's been asked to stop the illegal digging that he was doing. Okay. And then also in your packets, I've been starting to receive the thank you note from the Community Action Program for the appropriations that you guys approved for last year's, or no, for this year's budget. And I have been, it raised a flag in me to ask you how you would like to handle outside agency requests going forward. I'm accustomed to having them fill out an application and make it a little bit more formal, and I think that's...
Yeah, and standard, so we can see...
And have everybody have the same forms, and it makes it easier, I think.
Yeah. That said, I think CAP probably had the best letter request last year because they had the kind of information you want to see, how many, how much they've contributed, how many of San Bertrand residents they've served, that sort of thing. So that may be a good one to kind of template an application off of with the kind of information you want them to tell us to help us make a decision about whether or not that's somebody we want to fund.
Yeah. It gives us more information of what we really want to look at.
Yeah.
We did also receive an ask from Lakes Region Mental Health Center and from Franklin DNA.
So they are the three we funded last year.
Yeah.
So to me, there's nothing wrong with putting something together, and then once we approve it, sending it back to them and say, we got your letter, thank you, please complete this and send it back in, and it'll be considered as part of our 2020.
When would you like that? When did we want to consider those? When did we do this as part of the budget?
They were the last thing we looked at, so I think we're set up for early December, right?
Okay.
So there's a few months to...
Yeah, December, January, early January.
Okay. So Peg and I sat with Tim from BMSI, which is our payroll company.
Yep.
I don't know the acronym. And our general ledger company. So that was fun. And we're going to work it out. Me and Peg. He's a very difficult individual to understand because he has a very thick accent. So,
okay.
We're going to be running two payrolls, like a blind payroll, and then when we get all the kinks worked out. I asked him about the HR reporting software, and he said that they haven't, or the HR portion of that software, they haven't finished building yet, and he said that if I had any specific needs, then I should let him know so that he can build it for us. But after looking at pulling around the payroll portion of the software, I'm wondering if that's sufficient for what I was hoping to get from it.
Yeah.
He said that he didn't have any, because they're not in the office, he doesn't have an ability to give me any written instructions on the payroll. And I said, well, I would gladly accept an email on those instructions. And then he said, I haven't written them yet. I'm like, okay. And the engineers were here today. H.L. Turner, yes. We're here poking around, measuring, measured all of the areas and talked about space and stuff like that.
And they were at the lunch table to chat with you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Preliminary.
Yeah. And then also I wanted to just put a bug in your ear for the Postman cane again. We had talked about doing it at Old Home Day.
Right. So I guess the first question is, have we gotten the original back?
I don't.
Or gotten the replica back. I'm sorry.
I don't know. The original.
Yeah, that's the original, but the replica that.
That's why I looked up there when you said that.
Yeah. But so we need to make sure we get that back from
whomever. I don't know.
Catherine. Yeah, the estate.
That's his wife, Catherine. Yeah. She used to be one of our members. I can get your contact number.
Okay.
And then, we should get on with that sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we could do it at a regular meeting.
We could, but I'll likely need to enlist the help of the town clerk for records.
She's already identified.
Oh, who it is?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we already know who it is. It's just getting a replica back so that we can set up an appointment
and have
contact the newspaper.
Or maybe they don't want to, and that'll be their choice.
And then you go to the next, or
no. You, rather than have a ceremony, since we're dealing with older people, and the risk, they may say, you know what, we'll pass on the ceremony and just
give us
deliver the. The replica, and that's fine, whatever they want to do.
Great. If it was gin and tonic, I wouldn't have spilled that.
Okay.
That's all I have, I believe, for you guys today.
Okay, in that case, next item on the agenda is
I need to go into non-public.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Do you want to do that after?
Agenda is a non-public session.
You want to do that after the Whitman?
Yep.
So we can.
Yeah.
We'll go on.
That's because I know he. We're going to skip over the non-public session then, and going to go on to the selectmen's reports. And we have received a couple of letters from a resident on Woodman Road complaining of a neighbor. And I didn't know you guys had gotten copies of it, so I made copies.
Well, we all got our own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and then also in your packet, I've included some correspondence with the complaintee.
With health planning and zoning enforcement.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I drove by there this afternoon and I took some pictures. So.
A
couple of pictures here.
This
is the house, the distance to the road, and this is the distance to the pig.
So, I mean, the long and the short, a resident is complaining because their neighbor across the street has a homestead with goats, chickens, etc., and she's complaining about the noise and the smell of raising livestock. Zoning officers, zoning compliance has been out there to look at it. Everything is in compliance. There's no violations. It's an agricultural, it's in the agricultural district, so it's the intended purpose of the land for that sort of thing. We've gotten several different lines of inquiry. You know, how close can animals be to my well? How, you know, what are the building requirements, et cetera, all of which have been investigated. And
PD's been out there a couple of times too. So.
Police has been out. Health officers been out to look, and there were no issues that we could address because there are no violations. I understand, but
and the homeowners of the other property, and you'll forgive me, I forget their names. I think they're in some of those.
Yeah.
Did also stop by and complained that their neighbor was harassing them, taking pictures while they're outside, asking people who leave their driveway, like, what are they doing there, things like that. And I did advise them that is a civil matter and that they should contact the police if they're feeling harassed.
Yeah. Yeah. And with the fact that Samberton does not have a noise ordinance, then, you know, and I don't know how you would enforce a noise ordinance on geese and chickens, but I don't exactly know what we can do.
Yeah.
And I also, she's been asking to do a warrant article to change a Samberton zoning policy or zoning procedure, and the way she's going about it is the wrong way. She needs to come before the planning board, who writes those, and petition the planning board to change. To put a change order in to go on the ballot for March, rather than taking a warrant article to the town meeting, to the public.
And I think all of that should be. You know, she has gone to the trouble of documenting it all and submitting it to the board, and it's been investigated, but
yeah.
I think a formal letter back to her.
I think we definitely, because she has submitted a formal complaint, we definitely need to respond to the complaint with what's been done and the findings.
And direct her to the proper channel to get the zoning change, which is not coming to us. It's probably going to take a little to pull all of this together because there's...
Terry's looking into some of that stuff right now, the current use
and
in the recreation. Because some of her concerns were what's where part of the current use.
Right, which is a valid question, and which is applies to anybody. But
now, if she wants to spearhead an effort to get a zoning ordinance put into, or a noise ordinance put into Samberton, because I know she did complain about he was out there shooting his gun, and if he had a range, a firing range, or if he was shooting at the fox and the fisher cat that they had seen on the property, she didn't know. But if she wants to get a noise ordinance thing, then that would be a warrant article going to the town meeting, which I think they've tried, if my memory serves me, 8 times in the past, and it has been defeated all 8 times that it's come up. But that would be what the warrant article would be used for, not to change the zoning procedure.
Well, it's interesting because I don't think you can do a petition warrant to change the zoning regulations because that requires a separate process.
Yeah. Well, the planning board is the one who writes those and puts them into the...
people to vote on.
Yeah, the proper procedure would be to go before the planning board with a request to modify.
You have to hold hearings.
Right. You can't... Right, because it gets voted on the first day.
Right. Is there a lot number that you can say that there could be no?
Sure, what?
A lot number, you have a mass lot number.
So I can tell you the address probably before I can tell you.
Yeah. 352 Woodman Road is the... The address is 352 Woodman Road, if you want to...
Oh, that's the what?
1021 is the lot.
I don't know the other woman's address, though.
Across the street.
The woman's address is 351.
Oh, 351.
Yeah, that's right across the street. 351 is the one who's complaining. 352 is the farm that's being complained about.
Gotcha.
So, I guess if we put together, maybe I can help you with it.
There's a lot to
unpack.
Yeah.
We want to address the issue she's raised, what enforcement has done about it, what they found, and then give her the right avenues to pursue any of the changes she wants, whether it's a noise ordinance or a change to the zoning ordinance.
If you need more information about the proper avenue, let me know when I can come and help you with that.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, that takes care. I also had, do you want to finish with this before we, the selectmen's reports before we?
Yeah.
Okay. I had a Recreation Commission meeting last night. It was reiterated that the adult volleyball and soccer they're putting together a modified soccer program for K through 5. They've got, I think she said, 17 people who wanted to sign up for it. And
it's almost 2 teams.
Well, they're not all. So, and it was reiterated that, preschool was going to be on Saturdays from 9:15 to 10. Grade 1 and up was going to be on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. They're still working on putting together the trunk or treat for October 31st, but they're changing the location from the field back here to the recreation park.
Yep.
Over by the transfer station, because they can have the trunk or treat, and then they've got somebody who's coming in and giving them, going to try and set up some games and stuff like that for the kids to play, so to make it more of an event for the kids than just the trunk or treat.
You said you had 17 signups. Was that for volleyball or
for
soccer?
For soccer. I think it was 17. I didn't write down the number. 17 is the number that sticks in my mind. But
that's for the little kids, right?
Yeah, they're the little kids. They're K through 5. Yeah, and the adult volleyball is definitely a no-go. they received a $1,000 check from, I want to say Bourneville, to put towards uniforms for the kids, you know, to t-shirts for the different games. So she's writing a thank you letter for them for that. So
what's the status of the before and after school care?
Right. So I did ask her about that today.
I thought I'd seen that they weren't going to have it, but then.
Well, she said she was going to call.
Amanda, are you there?
All right.
Give her a minute.
The discussion last night was because of the schedule of the class, the class was ending at 12:30. That there wasn't going to be any after school care, but there was going to be a before school care.
Okay.
And then she said she's going to need help at the field every night, and she said that she'd like Dolly to get prepared for when they do go back, which potentially will be in October, to do a more of a less of a hybrid. And she said Michaela and Savannah will be alternating, helping at the field Monday through Saturday. It requires two people, one checking in players for temperature checks and the other one walking the field to make sure everyone is maintaining their distance. And then Dolly has to do training hours because her program is licensed. That program is licensed by the state.
Yeah. Okay. And the reason we've got a couple of PAFs later to approve.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Yeah.
I knew why you were asking.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I had for. I have the planning board. Actually, the joint land use meeting board tomorrow night.
Oh, is it? Oh, wow! You get the big.
You're gonna see all this and report back, right?
Oh, indeed.
The once a year joint land use board. Yeah. Your timing is impeccable.
I'm writing in the
file. Yeah. Okay.
So, ta-da, over to you.
So I missed the budget committee meeting, or not the budget, the building construction committee meeting last week, but they did meet with the engineers from H.L. Turner and Keith McBay from BPS, and so they're starting that's why they're around looking at buildings and getting an idea to start laying out the plans. We've asked them if they could have those drawings ready by October 12th, which is probably a little sporty in terms of timing for them, but the idea is, again, it getting it out in front of people and having the time to get the feedback and explain,
educating the public,
explain what, you know, the options are and what the proposals are, so that we'll be able to make an informed decision about whether we go or not come January in the warrant. So but the building committee will meet next week, and we're going to focus on that engagement plan and come up with some recommendations on, you know, number of public meetings and hearings and open houses and those sorts of things to try to get people an opportunity to see what's being proposed and get their feedback on what they want. We have the joint meeting next week with the budget committee for the first round. My thought, and we can make it whatever we want, but I was expecting that we would try to get through police, fire, highway, and transfer as the four, and transfer only because Nate does have a lot of growth in his budget this year because of increased cost for the hauling and contract services. So we get the budgets in by, you know, the end of the week or Monday, so everybody has a chance to take a look at them. You know, I think a couple of things have come up that have been worked through and trying to put some of the budgets together. Paul's got a difficult payroll, so, you know, that's been a challenge. I sat down with Nate this afternoon for about an hour and a half, and we went through his budget, so I think he's in good shape there. But, you know, so we get a chance to look at it ahead of time, be ready to have questions, and try to make that conversation as productive as possible, not spend a lot of time reading everything for the first time. I've been told there will be dinner served, homemade meal being brought in by members of the budget committee. So
Wednesday?
Yep.
So. Cool. Seeing Sue's the chair of the budget committee, I could expect something good.
Yeah. Well, it's coming straight from the farm, so.
Yeah, well, he's also doing it for the. I understand.
Yeah, this is home cooked stuff.
Tuesday. Well, yeah, but this is going to be for Tuesday. He's going to supply lunch.
For the
workers. The bowling place.
And then I did get an inquiry on what was going on to rectify the ditching issue up on Upper Bay. Remember where some private ditching was done for landscaping purposes. John had already talked to him, and he agreed to put the culvert back in. It hasn't happened yet, and residents were concerned about winter coming and the backup and the ice problem that we had last year. So I did talk to Johnny this morning. He said actually that problem was caused because the culvert pipe itself had actually gotten crushed. It wasn't allowing the water to drain. So a couple things. He's going to talk to him again and remind him, that they agreed to put the culvert back. He said he did have a road engineer look at it, and there doesn't seem to be any reason that the ditching itself would cause a problem. But, again, it shouldn't have been done in the first place without approval. Yeah. And so I think between that, and the fact that once they fixed the end of the culvert pipe last year, the icing problem took care of itself, I think they'll be in good shape. But we'll follow up on that one. And I'll thank you and Trish and Tom for the card for my dad last week. So
we're sorry to hear the sad news.
Yeah. I'm sorry. My mom's already selling the RV, and she's buying a house there in the RV park. So.
Oh, cool.
So if you're in the market for a 20-year-old 40-foot motorhome, it's in great shape. It's just in Florida.
Good. It's three years newer than mine.
Yeah.
That's it. For an upgrade, John.
Yeah,
there you go. Hey, I just got through last week polishing it, waxing it.
Oof.
That was a fun job.
So now,
okay.
Yeah, if I may just to tack on to what Jim said about the budget, I want to, for the record, applaud Ray Massey and Jim for that spreadsheet.
I will.
Is amazing. We had some beta testing that Ray and I were doing back and forth to figure some stuff out, but I tell you, from the standpoint of everything being the same, moving forward, and the payroll portion of that, being able to calculate better retirement and other things, I applaud him for taking the time to put that document together. It's a very easy document to use, and I think I wish I had a little more control over it.
There's a reason you don't.
And the system allows us to extract the information a whole lot easier, get it in the form that we want it in review.
I was able to have a conversation with him because of our fire department's payroll is so convoluted.
It's the most complex one we've got.
So he added some other cells in for me to help me make it easier. Other than as I'm doing my budget, I'm like, why is this $40,000 more? I couldn't figure. I racked my brain. I moved the numbers onto my spreadsheet, did the formulas. It was still $40,000 more. Well, when he added a couple cells, he didn't take those out of the formula for the sum, and so it ended up calculating a couple of payroll lines twice.
So now you're double dipping.
Yeah. So I was able to send it back to him. Without any changes. You made the changes to it and returned it to me. So I think it's going to work out very well for budgeting.
Good.
I just wanted to add that.
Good.
Yeah. Now Ray's an Excel ninja.
Yeah.
Yep.
Before we go into non-public, Julie wanted to come and update you on some of the election stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something useful.
By the way, I was at a fire in Laconia today.
Okay.
This afternoon, good. And your friend says hello.
What were you doing? Making some more, sir?
Who would I see at a fire in Laconia from there?
Well, Chief Jones, Ken?
Yeah.
Could have been anybody, to be honest with you.
Sitting there making s'mores again.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got the whole place to yourself, Jill.
Oh, good. I just thought I'd tell you. We're all working hard here.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank Dick Gardner for spending hours here helping me test all the ballots.
Oh, okay.
He was here a lot.
Do that or ask me home with Nina, so.
he really has really been a very big help. So just to let you know, 254 September absentee ballots,
wow.
289 for November already.
So far, yeah.
I don't see. It's a little bit slower today because we're not able to mail after today. We're done mailing.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, because they have to get picked up now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as you saw, probably saw the post, Tim is going, we're going to do absentee ballots at the polls.
Right. Yep.
So that's all set. So tomorrow night you have a joint land use meeting up at the old town hall.
Yep.
Friday at 9 a.m., Nate's coming. Tim's supposed to be there. Dick said he'd help. Anybody wants help, come set the hall up.
Sure.
I'll go up and get some. I don't want to leave Warrior all day because it's too busy.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
I can't be there. I have an appointment at 9.
Okay.
9:45.
Yeah. Well,
we're appropriate clothing.
Yeah. So I think we'll be in pretty good shape. I'll be open Monday from 3 to 5, and then we'll see you Tuesday.
Monday's Labor Day.
It's law.
You have to be open.
I have to be open.
The day before elections.
What we can do is we can give her a compensation day for that.
She can work. She's she works on her own hours, so she can. Okay. You can make it a 46-hour week instead of a 49-hour week at some point.
I think it's up over that this week. It's okay, though. I mean, people are being great.
Yeah.
People are being nice, and they're not. Everybody is just being nice. So, hey, it's be kind. I like it. So we've had one ballot clerk back out. I found another one to come in. We're probably going to have too many ballot clerks, but some of them are brand new. So I think I will buddy them up with a seasoned clerk. I bought a few things today, like some new red pens, and we're going to be in good shape.
Yeah. Well, you know, having too many is not a problem because then you can let
people
take
we're
going
to have two
break.
People have to be outside at all times.
Right.
And that's going to, I'm going to have to make sure we have the right people out there. It'll be a moderator and me or somebody as we, or one of the ballot clerks as we assign deputizers for the day to help outside.
And so, I said I would help out too with whatever you needed. I don't know.
You can't actually do, yeah.
Right.
Can't
I can't
touch
do
anything.
You can be there as a pretty greeter.
Yeah.
You can be a runner.
So I will tell you, I did do the conference call yesterday with Zoom with for the clerks, and what they said to what people can do. If Gardner.
Bill
Gardner said he'd like you greeters to say, "Oh, would you like to have a mask?" And, you know, be kind about it and see if people will put one on. And if they don't want one,
that's it.
You can only offer, and I think, I know you don't have a mask. Would you like a mask? And it's not to be mean. It's just...
I mean, we can put the effort forward
yep.
to ask. But that's about all we can do.
Okay. And the other thing, no lunch. Everybody's providing their own lunch. I will get some snacks. I will get drinks to the refrigerator, fill that up so everybody has drinks. I'll try to make sure to have enough coffee up there. And
that's the key.
Yeah, and I might just bring a pot instead of the Keurig. Sometimes it's easier. The only thing is I did call Winnesquam Market. I will have everybody have a menu. They're going to pick their own dinner off the menu, and they'll bring it up.
Okay, so they're bringing dinner in, but we have to provide our own lunches.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So
we don't know, or you might be able to go home for lunch. You know, get out of there for a little while. It's going to be hard for you guys. I think you two have one of the harder jobs, is controlling how many people are coming in.
Yeah. I have a question. Do we need, is Don Bormis going to be a selectman or?
Well, whatever you want to put him as.
Or,
we can determine that on the morning. I'll have all the old
because
ready.
I was going to ask, you know, because according to the novel that I received this week from the state.
Yeah, we need a pro tem. Okay, we can put him as a pro tem.
Because we need to appoint him pro tem.
Okay.
According to that.
Okay, so. We can do that Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Early.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what else?
I was going to say, if not, we can do it.
Any
here.
Questions? Need anything?
No, it's just, I'm thinking about the masks. Probably talk to Tim just to get his read.
Yeah.
I can. Well,
I'll see him.
You don't know where I'm going.
Oh.
I can picture masks becoming campaign paraphernalia, you know, in this circumstance. And so, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a double whammy. You've got, you know, the issue of campaigning, and then you've got the face protection. So it's probably something we just ought to bring up with him and make sure he gives us guidance on how he's going to manage.
Did you get that big thick book from the state? It's very specific in there as to what campaign material is and isn't, and what can be brought in and what can't be. I read the section in there.
Yeah,
I'll
take another
anything one. that is designed to persuade somebody to vote a certain way is campaign material and cannot be allowed within the voting area. That's according to the book. So be it a t-shirt, a button, a hat, a face mask.
Well, if they come in with one of those on, you can give them one to put on. They can put that one in their pocket.
Board of Selectmen.
Sorry for the folks on the phone. It just hung itself up. So,
so I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Good.
Yeah, and give Greta a call. Just, you know, 2 minutes just to let her know.
I've got
to
check with the fire chief.
And she was asking if you needed more because she has a couple of people she could ask.
I think we're about full. I think we're in pretty good shape. So the porta potty's coming. I'll have to call her tomorrow. Make sure.
Note to self.
I have 2 in my office. I just need to check the batteries. And the fire chief said that he had a couple easy ups. I think the rec has one. Ruth from the church saw me today, and she says if anybody wants, she will give me a key. If anybody wants to go have lunch inside, underneath, it would be cool. We can go in there and sit and have our lunches, which was really nice because, yeah, because then you're out, nobody's seeing you, unless it's a beautiful day. But if it's raining, it'll be really nice to be inside, wherever you can, So they offered us that, which I thought was very nice. And she says you can do dinner there, too, if you want. So Friday 9 a.m., that's what we're shooting for.
Okay.
Can you think of anything else? The door chimes are working.
Oh, the chimes are working now?
Somebody came in to do something, and I said, oh, can you fix that for me? And he said, yes.
The doorbell?
Yeah. The chimes are working. Coming back to fix that door over there. And yours, it's missing a little tab in it. That's why it's not dinging on the side door. I went and got new batteries for him today. So.
It's missing the
I didn't have to check that. He's going to be at the town hall.
It's missing the little magnet piece that goes on the door that makes the contact.
It's going up to the old town hall because there's an issue at the town hall. It says...
Paul was just telling us, but they're not going up there, I guess, till Wednesday, so we're going to deal with it all day on Tuesday.
He just said I just saw the person. He said he's going to be up there. I thought he said tomorrow.
Oh, okay. No, it may be different.
That may have changed, but when he was in here, he briefed us that it would be Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was Paul talking to Ken. This may be the actual technician.
Paul talking to John from Capital.
Yeah.
That was John who was here, and he did that.
No, Paul said he talked to Ken Over. He's one of the guys that works for John. So if John was here and says he's going up tomorrow, then...
Yeah, I mean, just reach out to John. I mean, you can't have that going off all day. You'll freak people out. You'll get freaked out.
We have a chemical alarm. Don't worry.
We have the code to turn it off.
Okay, so I think we should be all set. We're going to, I assume, I don't know if it'll be a real late night. It'll be practice for November.
That'll be a late.
Now in November, is the flow of things outdoors going to potentially change?
I don't know. I mean, I think the last election, there was like 1,600 people who voted.
Well, the issue is in November, it's going to be cold.
At least it's the 1st of November. It's right after Halloween, so. And I did ask Trish about leaving up the voting booth from now till November. It's an incredible amount of work for Nate to put the pick. You know, I can take down the handicap tent. That's no big deal, but... It's a lot to ask him to take all those down.
Yeah, because I have put them up, and they're once you put two or three of them together, you know how to do it. But it's a pain getting them to stand upright.
So it'd be nice if he could leave them up till the November election.
Yes, that's what we've done in the past.
Right, but in the past we haven't had an artisan's market in there every Wednesday.
Tough luck.
Well, but we so. I think it's a discussion with them. I don't know how their participation has been, if they're filling up all their spots, and if there's a way that we could leave those and still leave them enough room.
Well, they're right against the wall. They're only out like this.
Yeah, I think the artisans market might have to move in just a little bit, but I think they can work around it without a problem.
Mm.
So I know the all the tables up in the back, we're going to have to move those to the front and into the cupboard to get them out of the way because they're in the handicap flow of traffic. And that floor needs to be retaped in the back, too, for handicap because that's all coming up. We probably should put brighter tape. Make sure that it's completely accessible. And that'll be interesting.
That's a neat thing, unfortunately.
We have to have it right.
Yeah.
And there is a vacuum up there, and it's going to need a good cleaning. I mean, we should put our base, clean it up so it looks halfway decent up in there. Best we can do. So.
And hope that it doesn't rain that day.
Yeah.
So
all right.
I think that's it. But pretty good numbers.
Yeah, that's.
And we just balance, so. Thank you. I think John's leaving you.
I will be right back.
Do you get a new phone?
Hmm?
Do you get a new phone?
No.
All right, I think that's it. Sorry to hear about your father.
Oh, thanks.
Were there services?
No, we're going to do something later. We hadn't cremated, so told Mom just put him in the corner till we're ready.
Oh, jeez, Jim.
No, he's going to be interred at the National Cemetery at Cape Canaveral. So.
Oh, wow. Oh, nice.
We'll maybe do it like February vacation when everybody can be off and go down.
And enjoy some warm weather.
Do they live in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just right outside of Cape Kennedy.
Nice. My father-in-law's at the Veterans Cemetery. What a nice place.
Oh, the one up here in... Yeah, it is.
It's so close, too, for us. And
yeah.
I couldn't believe how nice it was.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
In Boscombe? Yeah.
Yeah, the one in Boscombe.
Very nice. Very, very nice. All right. I got to see if we can get Gloria out of here.
Into non-public now?
Sure. Here's the first one.
Okay. Fourth and present, Olmstead and Dick. RSA, we're going into non-public under RSA 91-A:3. Subparagraph 2A, the dismissal, promotion, or compensation of any public employee or the disciplining of such employee or the investigation of any charges against him or her unless the employee affected, 1, has a right to the meeting, and 2, requests that the meeting be open, in which case the request shall be granted.
Let's get to the, let's remove the public tape part and we'll...
Yeah. Roll call vote to enter non-public. Olmstead? Yes. Dick?
Yes.
Yes. Tom Salatello is not here. Remove public tape at 7:08 p.m.
Okay, so folks on the phone, we're going to hang up. We will dial back in when the non-public sessions are over. Just no guarantee when that'll be. If you want to hang around, you're welcome to. Otherwise, have a good night.
Sanitizers stuck in their, you know, pushed into their hands.
Yeah.
So Cameron and all his buddies and all that. So when Kendall comes out, they don't get any of that. So I gotta find out. I'm gonna ask Bonnie. Bonnie Perry, I saw her today. I wanted to ask, but I just wasn't afraid to. Why are they getting it and we're not, and they're not? Yeah, of course.
I really don't
want to talk about this with you.
Is this conversation
not consistent? I don't think he cares.
I really have no idea. I don't particularly excel at reading facial expressions.
I'm uncomfortable, Sheldon.
Thank you. That's very helpful. All right. Where are these amazing shrimp? Behold. But you think this is the size of a baby's arm?
Is it just baby?
Coming back to the road.
Boy, would it maybe kill them to put on a nice brisket?
Hi there, Howard Wallowitz.
Esther Rosenblatt.
That you promise to zip your hole for the next 8 hours.
May I say one last thing?
Only if it doesn't rhyme.
All right. Good night.
The probation clerk opens
the
federal building.
Thank you.
I'll be back.
Hi, Sue. We're back.
Yay.
Sorry.
Hi, Sue.
Okay. Hello.
Okay.
She's only still online because we're paying her to be online. Everybody else gave up.
Yeah, that too.
Authorized payroll, accounts, payroll, registers, yada, yada, yada.
Didn't we have, or the PAFs? And
the PAFs,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's during this session, yeah, during this part, yeah.
You want to sign the original?
Yeah. We have three PAFs?
Three for Savannah, Michaela, and...
Okay, Savannah, Michaela, and Dolly Elliott. We have PAFs to bring them back on board.
I only call her Dottie.
Make a motion that we approve the PAFs for Savannah CB, Michaela Shaw, and Dolly Elliott.
A second.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries.
I need you to sign the Mokler deed. This is the easement deed that you approved.
For the barn?
For the barn preservation easement. Or just, he came in and signed, and I need you guys to sign it so that we can record it. I am unclear as to whether or not Tom needs to sign as well or if it's just the majority. There's a page here, and I believe... There's one for each of you to sign here. I did a good job standing up.
Way to go. Keep moving. Okay. I don't sign the suggestion. The Justice of the Peace signs this over.
We're going to notarize it that you signed.
Huh?
Oh, she...
This says Justice of the Peace Public Print Name Commission expires.
Oh, she. That's where she notarizes that you
yeah.
signed it right there.
Yeah, I signed it right here. Gotcha. And then Jim has to sign it.
And I'll sign as your witness. didn't send me any changes?
I didn't get it.
Oh, okay.
I just looked at them. I didn't have any. It's not nothing.
I had meant to link in the minutes the building committee's report.
Yep, that was the only thing that was missing was the web address.
Yeah.
Yep, I saw that.
I threw it on the website, and then I forgot to link it to the minutes.
That's all right. I didn't give you the...
signing a check for $13,637.44 to Pike Industries.
I didn't send you the one that doesn't say draft all over it either. So. Yeah, it's just a crazy day for work today, and I just run around.
I don't know what it is. Must be a full moon or something.
Yeah.
We are signing a check for $6,624 to Cross Country Appraisal Group. Signing a check for $7,419.02 to Lakes Region Truck Service.
So, talking to Johnny, this Pike is for the additional gravels and stuff that they were doing.
Yeah.
He said it's worked out really well, and he got a lot more done than he thought he was going to with the amount of material they had.
Yeah.
So it's been a
good.
Very productive. He's looking at, you know, what they can do more of next year without overextending. I mean, it's a manual process, so it eats up people, but it's a good thing.
Thank you.
All of those. Okay. Make a motion that we approve the Samberton Board of Selectmen's meeting minutes for August 19th, 2020, with any corrections.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion of the motion?
Yep. Hearing, as long as you get the
I'll go link the, in the
web
minute
address
to
in there,
the,
yeah.
Yes, that we put on the website.
Okay. Hearing no more, the call for vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Minutes are approved. To the end of this.
Can you get, there's two sets in there. So.
Huh? Yeah, I thought there was two sets.
There are two sets.
Yeah, that's the joint meeting.
Okay.
I didn't print out any hard copies because I didn't get any.
That's since Tom's not here. He can't sign it.
Right.
Make a motion that we approve the Samberton Budget Committee Board of Selectmen joint meeting of August 12, 2020 with any corrections.
Second. I didn't.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Minutes are approved. Well done, Sue. Well,
that was our Audrey's.
Thank you.
No, I mean for the first set.
Yeah, first set was Sue and the second set was
Audrey. Yeah, this was Audrey, I know. Ba-dum. I think that leaves us with one motion. No, we have the next board meeting will be September 16th, 2020 at 5 p.m.
That's the regular. We've got the joint
meeting.
That's
our regular meeting. We have a meeting, joint meeting with the Budget Committee next Wednesday.
The 9th.
Now, was Audrey planning on attending on that one? Or
yes, because she's bringing some of the food.
Audrey? Okay.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
The moral minority is not here. I'll second that motion. We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any discussion of the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's a non-debatable motion anyway. So.
7:59. All right. Night, Sue.
Good night, Sue.
Night. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye, Trish. My condolences to you for your dad.
Oh, thanks. Bye.